it probably had some consequences for Constantinople that no one ever really intended. And that is the old route that had emanated out of the Baltic, particularly from Sweden, across Russia, which linked Constantinople to Europe through this eastern route, that route probably diminished. It never disappeared. It was still important, but it didn't play the kind of prominent role that it played in the 10th century, where it was really the main conduit for the import of silver from Central Asia, other commodities. And instead, the axis had now shifted to the Mediterranean, to the Italian cities, and then all the related routes across Western Europe into the North Sea and the Baltic. So it's one of a number of reasons why Germans begin to take over the trade in the northern waters over the Scandinavians. These changes were fed by the good fortune that there were major silver strikes across Western Europe, at Freiburg, at Meissen, in the Hungarian gold fields and silver fields. There was an enormous outpouring of specie in the 12th century. And as in all of these early pre-industrial silver strikes, the first two or three generations, there's an immense outpouring of ore, then that tends to level off and fall to a lesser level. But this provided the actual money, the silver, for striking, minting of a wide range of silver currencies, ultimately based on that single denomination, the denier, or the penny, which was a small denomination. It's descended from the old Roman denarius. The English pennies were regarded as some of the finest, at 92.5% fine. And in the case of England, it's really a testimony, because England had very little in the way of silver mines. So all of this specie was imported. The kings of England maintained a very, very fine standard of their currency, and that was because of the export of textiles and other commodities out of England. England latched on to this development of all these trade networks and was extremely successful in importing silver for payment of its commodities. And English coin, in turn, was highly valued and was used in the Mediterranean world quite extensively. The pound sterling, what became the standard of silver coinage in Germany, it was equated to the city of Cologne. It became used in Florence. And eventually, it will be English pennies, in my opinion, that pay for the Fourth Crusade. Likewise, in France, you have the development of a whole new currency around the denier tournois. In Germany, there is the pfennig, or the German equivalent of penny, at Cologne. And these silver currencies begin to emerge as major important currencies, preferred currencies. And in the 13th century, silver multiples and eventually gold coins will be struck that could be exchanged against these coins. And gradually over the 13th century, these Western European coins are going to supplant the Byzantine coin, the hypoperion, the gold coin, as the trade coins. And ultimately, it's going to be European silver, in the form of coin and ingots brought in by Italian merchants, that will re-stimulate the striking of coinage in the Islamic world, which had been essentially in abeyance for almost 200 years. I mentioned gold coins. That's an important point to stress. In 1231, Frederick II introduced the first standard regular gold coin issued in Western Europe since almost the Roman age, the early Merovingian period, known as the Augustales. It's a beautiful coin with a classicizing portrait. Florence and Venice each came in with their own florin and ducat. These were gold coins that became quickly the international standard of the late Middle Ages, well into the early modern period. And those gold currencies, along with their associated silver currencies were the coins of the Mediterranean economy. The Ottoman Empire, which ultimately is the great summation of all the Islamic traditions, which will actually profit in many ways, owes its development to the Crusades in a variety of ways. The Ottoman Empire, for all of its political and military success, was monetarily absolutely tied to European currencies from its very start. It essentially used Italian currencies. It could never create its own currency. It depended on the imported specie from these European markets. Florence and Venice will profit the most. They will become the new banking centers of Western Europe. And from the 14th century on, it is clear that the whole financial and economic axis in Christendom had shifted from Constantinople to the Italian cities, and ultimately along that axis through Cologne and Paris and London.